Standardized education is an impossible fantasy because learning requires a unique sequence. Learning is too important to stain with some theatrical show. Education and our early years are both far too precious to waste. It is quite visible that everyone is doing as little as possible. Politicians lack accountability, as many campaign promises show, and principals hide behind lowest common denominator state testing, where teachers simply hide behind the principals. Students here are attacked by unforgivable loans, ineffective education, lies, deceptions, and threats of low GPA, being held back, and becoming homeless even. In a lot of cases, more than we know, schools are also the reason and place for early drug use. With little done to prevent students from thinking that it is a good idea. There's more to say, but it is far too miserable to mention, and there is quite a bit more issue in less developed nations, where schools can be used as propaganda mills. We all know that in some nations, schools are driving students to prepare for war against this misleading idea of the West, often brainlessly propagated by uneducated politicians of more developed nations. There is no such thing as the West. We are all charged with growing all the way up and taking care of each other because we are just one family. At the root, all of this is happening simply because of poverty. With an occasional bailout, money works for banks and Wall Street only. The way we use it today breaks down almost everywhere else. And the result is a state where, among other things, teachers sell their students out for paychecks just to be able to put food on their table. The heartbreaking thing is that if we had helped students to receive real education, they would wisely extend the way finance relates to the rest of the world. In a word, once equipped with real education, the students would end poverty. It is all a self-referential, circular error. We are stuck like ants in a death spiral. The teachers are not just selling out the students, but also in their gross uneducation, they are destroying their own future, to say the least. When every new generation is doomed to start at zero without any chance for effective education, they are simply going to repeat the same old mistakes already had by the previous generations. Computer programming is a wonderful example of realistic and effective education. In fact, learning programming is as important as learning how to read and write. Self-education in this area demonstrates what real education really is. Here, the student isn't forced to memorize abstract ideas ahead of time, but think and problem solve as they go forward, consulting manuals and tutorials as needed. A computer programmer cannot progress by means of ineffective education because their programs will simply not work, will not compile or start. In computer programming, it is not just that every step must be authentic, but also it results in new powers relevant to the student's own pursuits. Furthermore, please know that it is possible to structure education around computer programming, where students simulate mitochondria in biology class or even orbital dynamics to learn mathematics. There would be no grades in such an honest school. The programs either work or the student needs to go back, take some tutorials, and maybe read up on the system documentation. It is in fact a myth that a programmer is some special type of creature. It arises from teachers' inability to actually teach for real. In real education, a standardized sequence of anything is just about as close to madness as you can get. It would be mind-numbing torture to learn something in programming before it is needed. Ridiculous! For all the articles written about context switching and distracted programmers, I bet there are none about the disgrace of standardized paths of education. The small amount of students that do end up learning programming are not natural-born programmers. That is ridiculous. It is just that what they already knew was compatible with some number of steps of the broken standardized education that they were subjected to. It means that they had training at home, a computer, a programmer friend, and maybe even looked at some internet videos. They simply hopped along into success with encouragement from grade-tweaking teachers and from feeling special by actually achieving something. That is not predisposition. That is just a sliver of luck. And it is an insult to everyone else who needed just about as little luck too. To cheat students out of the ability to write software, which is about the only reasonable way out of poverty, and then pressure and peer pressure them into college debt that they will be paying off well into their 60s, is not education. It is just arrogant and ignorant teachers, principals, and politicians selling students out for paychecks. Right now, already, it may be that our only hope is students taking to responsible self-education. There will be no college, no perfect career, but also no ridiculous debt and no cell-like office cubicles where they are forced to work off their debt, which politicians in their confusion ensured that it cannot be discharged by bankruptcy even. The only path there is self-education onward to a small series of businesses. And here the world of programming really shines. The products never expire, they do not require warehouses, and often it makes perfect sense to sell the much safer monthly subscription. Yes, it's true that it is hard for any one student to launch a number of smart and successful businesses. But multiple co-founders will always tip the scales in their favor. To put it simply, ineffective education is not education at all.